The charity of the month this month is the Samaritans. They're here day or night for anyone who's struggling to cope or needs someone to listen without judgment or pressure. They work tirelessly to make suicide prevention a priority. There's a link in the description if you're interested in finding out more.
Hello everyone. The majority of the stories in this video are paranormal in nature. Now, I don't personally believe in ghosts, but I found these stories particularly creepy. So, I live alone and used to sleep in my recliner in the living room. Every day, I would come home from work around 9 p.m. most nights, eat and get all comfy in my chair. Keep in mind, I have my smart TV right in front of my recliner in the living room. One night, after I was watching my usual YouTube after a long, hard day of work on my smart TV, I decided to hit the hay, probably around 12. I would then sleep in my recliner. I always shut the TV off and put the remote control on the ground next to my recliner. I randomly woke up and couldn't recall exactly what time it was, but I know it was around 3 or 4. Yes, I'm aware of the devil's hour, whether this has any part of this or if it's just some crazy nonsense. My TV just happens to turn on by itself. I am absolutely terrified out of my wits. I look down on the floor, and I know there's no way that my recliner could have rocked down on the remote power button, but it just randomly turned on out of the blue. I have no explanation to this day. Another night I was laying in bed, but this time it was in my bedroom and not in my recliner in the living room, and I still live alone. I wake up a little after 3 a.m, and I hear plain as day, and I didn't just barely hear this either. This was as if there was someone standing there telling me this. I can't make this up. I heard, "It's wireless in the box." I was not hallucinating and I was wide awake. I have absolutely no idea whatever said that or what it means, as I have no correlation to that phrase to the items in my apartment, and it still scares the living hell out of me to this day. The third one is more of a laid back one, but happened just recently last week. My iPhone randomly started glitching for the very first time, as if there was a ghost or someone hacked my iPhone, and it was going in and out of random apps and swiping through my apps pages and typing in random letters in the keyboard in various apps. Immediately, I tried shutting it off, and those of you that have an iPhone know you have to hold two buttons to swipe. Swipe the bar at the top to turn it off. And it wouldn't even let me swipe the bar for the longest time. I must have swiped about 15 times until it finally went over. Once it rebooted back up, it was completely fine. This was some wild stuff though, and was really creepy, and my heart was racing as a result. I know the iPhone glitching story has happened to other iOS users in the past, but since that day, I have no glitching problems with my iPhone. If anyone knows any possible or plausible explanations for any of these stories, feel free to drop a comment, especially if you can figure out either the TV remote or the random phrase. It all began in November 2019. It was me, my brother, and a friend just outside hanging out. We were just circling around the neighborhood when we decided to go into the forest. We go in, and we find a stroller, a crate, and other weird things I forgot about. Frantic, we tell the other kids in the neighborhood about this, though they probably didn't care. Obviously weirded out, we spent months until COVID hit investigating that forest, but there was one time that we still can't explain. It was January 2020, me, my brother, and two friends. We were at the park when we decided to go to the forest again. The park was shaped with a basketball court in the front, playground in the back, and behind the playground was an opening in the trees where you enter and you reach the playground. Anyway, we went through there on our bikes to the street and into the forest. We reached the forest, and as we were walking in, I see something move in the distance. So I zoom in with my iPhone camera and try to see what it is, but my friend said it was just a branch. Until 5 seconds later, something started chasing us. Terrified, we scream and run away. Ever since then, my memory has gotten hazy, so I do not remember what it looked like, and we didn't take a video because we were terrified. It looked like some Civil War era soldier on a horse. My brother said it was a prisoner, but to this day, we do not know what it was. We never went back in after that, and nobody believed us. In August 2020, I moved away, and I didn't go visit until March of this year. I actually found one of my friends playing basketball, and he remembered that forest, though not the exact same person with us on that day. Anyway, he left. So it was me, my brother, and a random old lady. Remember what I said about how the park was shaped? In the front, the basketball courts, there's a mildly steep and grassy area there. I shot and missed the hoop, so my ball rolled around there, and as I was grabbing it, I saw a lady crouched with a baby for 1 second, and it just disappeared. Mind you, this was around 6 or 7 PM, not dark, but not necessarily light. I told my brother, then around a minute later, I grabbed the basketball from there again, and my brother started screaming, so we ran into our parents' car and drove off. He said he heard stuff in the bushes, and I did too. I also heard whispering and footsteps. It hasn't been the same since that day in January 2020. I think there were Satan worshippers in the neighborhood, because there was this one time I was just standing around while my brother and our friends at the time went into the forest, and they came back with photos of a hanging yellow raincoat and chairs all around each other, like a group. And there was another time, me and my brother and my friends were all exiting the forest, like any other day after school, when these teenagers came in, and I don't remember what we said, but they responded with, "We pray here," which most likely explains the chairs and everything else we saw, but I still don't know what went on in that forest, even 2 years later. I'm from a smaller town in southeast Texas, near Beaumont. This happened 2 years ago, while I was working for a security company while still in college. It was Christmas Eve, and I had picked up an extra couple of shifts for the holiday pay. I had never been to this site before, and the day shift guard didn't say a word about any suspicious stuff happening, besides the occasional homeless person seeking shelter. This site was a massive metal company who fills railcars with all different metals and minerals to ship across country. I find it odd they only had one guard for a place this big, but the company I worked for didn't have the best reputation. So I arrive for my 12-hour shift, and the first couple of hours, nothing's happening. I'm watching Critical Role, a Dungeons & Dragons show on YouTube, and every hour on the hour, it takes me about 30 minutes to walk the entire property, making sure the place is empty and nothing bad's happening. Well, at the 1 AM walk around, I came across a light on in a storage closet that hadn't been on the other 7 times I'd passed it that night. I know for sure it wasn't, because I'd looked inside being nosy. The closet was about 10x10, and only had shelves with different samples of metal in each container. I walked inside and examined the light switch. It wasn't a motion-activated one, nor was it a timer. This light switch was a stubby fat switch that is rather hard to flip compared to normal switches, so this couldn't have been an accidental switch flip on my part. The very second I flip the lights off in this closet, my heart sinks to my ankles, because from across the hall in the laboratory, the AM/FM radio turns on. Now remember, I've been through this exact hall 7 times before this night, and not once did I hear the radio on, not even when I was 5 steps across the hall from the lab in this little closet. I walked through the lab and turned the radio off, peeking out the door to see if a worker had come in without me knowing. Not a single car in the lot besides mine. I closed and locked the door back. Now being an army vet and a larger man, 6'1 and 255 pounds, I do not spook easily. But for some reason, a large feeling of fear and dread filled me up. Like when you flip the lights off and you feel like something's chasing you upstairs. I walk out of the lab and with my big spotlight, make my way into the warehouse. No sooner than the swinging doors shut, I heard people talking. Only 2 voices and hardly audible, above a whisper. But clear as day, it was a full conversation happening. My blood turns to ice because now I had no reason to believe I was alone. I shouted out, "Security, you cannot be in here. Whoever you are, come out." I heard one of the voices whisper a harsh and loud, "Shh," almost like it was telling the other to be quiet. After several more unsuccessful attempts to order whoever it was to come out, I began searching. I looked high and low for over an hour and a half in any nook and cranny a person could fit in, and found nothing. No footprints in the thin layer of metal dust, no signs of forced entry or exit, nothing indicating anyone else was there. After a long search, I went back to my desk to eat and continue watching my show whilst reporting what I heard and saw. I went on two more rounds before the final event of that night happened. Now, our company has lieutenants that patrol around all the sites, making sure everything's okay and making sure we aren't asleep. The time is unannounced and no one but them knows when they show up. So at around 4:30 a.m. when I heard the heavy locked metal fire door at the end of the hall open and clear, distinct boot steps walking towards me, I yelled out, "Good morning, Lieutenant." 30 seconds goes by and I no longer hear walking nor any response to my greeting. I shoot out of my chair, running down the hall looking for who that was. I once again check the parking lot, and my vehicle once again is the only one in the lot. I once again check the entire place, taking me 2 hours, but once again find nothing. When the first employee shows up, I tell them of my night, and they tell me no one has ever had any weird experiences here. So, was it just a weird night? My imagination? Or was I visited by a ghost for Christmas trying to scare me? I guess I'll never know. So, this happened when I was a kid, and my family and I lived in North Carolina. Our house was surrounded by woods, and there was only a few neighbors around us. Every once in a while, during the night, at around midnight, I would lay in bed because I couldn't sleep. I felt a creepy vibe, like something or someone was watching me. Sometimes I would hear footsteps coming from the attic above my bedroom. It sounded like someone was walking around. I went outside my bedroom into the hallway, and everyone in my family was sleeping and their doors were closed, so I went back to my bedroom and closed my door. I was laying in my bed again and I heard the footsteps in the attic. Then I heard something fall in my closet. I was so scared that I ran into my parents' bedroom and woke them up. They were confused at first, but then I explained to them what I heard. My mum and dad said it was probably just my imagination and that they didn't believe me. They walked with me back to my bedroom and looked around my bedroom, and then they went inside my closet. There was a board game that had spilled all over the closet floor. It was at the back of the shelf at the top of my closet, so there was no way it could have fallen without someone pushing it off. My parents helped me clean it up and put it back on the shelf. And they said there was nothing to be scared of, and then they put me back to bed. They went back to bed too, and a few minutes after they left, I heard someone whispering something. It sounded like they were calling my name. Then I saw a shadow that looked like a person walking across the wall by my closet. I thought it was a ghost and I started freaking out again, and I grabbed my pillow and blanket and went back to sleep on my parents' bedroom floor. After that, I slept on their floor for a few more nights. Eventually, I went back to sleeping in my bedroom, and when I would lay in the bed again at around midnight, I still heard the footsteps in the attic. And that continued every once in a while until we eventually moved away. To this day, I still don't know what or who it was, but it freaked me out. I live in an old home with my Nana. She's been here since the 70s. The house was built sometime in the late 1800s. It used to be a party house. It also was used during Prohibition. It stayed in the same family for a few generations as well. A painter used to live here. We actually have a painting of the house he did when he lived here. Even though all this, no one had died in the house until 2016 when my papa passed, and then in 2017 when my grandma passed away. With only my family having deaths in the house, there has always been activity. Typical things happen, creaking noises, the feeling of being watched, the occasional footsteps, shadow people, things going missing and then reappearing days later, even though you looked everywhere. Some rooms seem worse than others. My ma had a medium come through once, and apparently there's a portal in the closet in one of the bedrooms. But all of this had taken a step up since I started scrapping layers of wallpaper and found a mural in my room. My Nana didn't even know it was there. Luckily, we knew who did it, as there was rumours the artist that once lived here painted murals somewhere in the house. It also matches his style to a T, or from what we can tell from the amount I've exposed. Since exposing the mural, the feeling of someone watching me or being in my room has intensified greatly. It's like someone is standing in my closet staring at me. My one cat has been jittery, and she's never like that. The other cat has been hiding in the same closet I've been getting the staring feeling from. Something she never did or had interest in. But the worst was seeing a face in my mirror. It was a young man. He didn't show it front and center. It was more like he was peeking from the side, shy or afraid. I saw him the other night and haven't seen him since. I have a strong feeling it's the artist that used to live here. He may not have died in the house, but he must be visiting, watching his artwork being covered and viewable again.